Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Revelation chapter number 21. We are now in what some writers call two of the most glorious chapters in all of God's Word. I like to think of it as the grand climax of not just the book of the Revelation, but of the entire Bible. Because what God had started in the Garden of Eden, we see it come to fruition in a way in Revelation 21 and 22. I think of it in this term: what God had commenced, what He had began, well, He will consummate. Beginning was Genesis 1:1. The consummation of all things will be in Revelation 21 and 22. I use that word consummation in that the finality, but yet it will be eternality. My dad, when he would teach on this section, he would call it the eternal continuum. It's time out of mind. No longer will there be time. Once we get past the millennial reign of Christ, 1,000 years, we go into eternity. We no longer have time. Don't have time anymore. To get you up to date, as we enter into Revelation 21, only believers enter into the new heavens and new earth. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. To get your mindset there, I thought about this a lot this past few days, getting ready for Revelation 21. When God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1 and created man, there were only believers here, Adam and Eve. I believe they were believers, okay? Even after sin, people will have different opinions on that. When Adam sinned, I believe that we will see Adam and Eve in heaven because God provided a sacrifice for them. And there's a difference of opinions, but there's no doubt in my mind that Adam and Eve, we will see them in heaven. But I'm saying at the very beginning there, everybody, they were saved. Well, then sin came into the world, and they had children and unbelievers, and we see Cain and things of that nature. And we get into the tribulation period, and at the end of the tribulation period, we see the judgment of the living nations, people who survived the tribulation period in their physical bodies. Jesus separates them, we find in Matthew 25, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And so at the end of the tribulation period, all the unbelievers will be cast into hell to wait their judgment at the great white throne judgment. And the millennial reign of Christ will begin. And once again, every living human being that enters into the millennium will be believers. There will be no unbelievers in the millennial reign at the beginning when it starts. Of course, we've learned over the past few weeks that these believers, they enter into their millennium in their physical bodies. And they will live forever, these believers. Matter of fact, let me just push you back a little bit farther. Remember about the 144,000. And the Bible speaks of them as being first fruits unto God. And we learned already about first fruits. If they're first fruits, there are mean others that follow after them. And the 144,000 will live forever in their physical body. Remember, we looked during the tribulation period that they were sealed, where the wrath of God was hurting, would touch all of mankind, it would not affect these 144,000 because they were sealed. Are y'all remember that? Okay, they're in their physical bodies. They live forever, but they're called the first fruits, which means there are some that follow after them. So the 144,000 enter into the millennium in their physical bodies. The people who were saved during the millennium, during the tribulation period, they enter into the millennium in their physical bodies. So only saved people enter into the millennium. But these will have children. They will have children. By the end of the millennial reign of Christ, we learned this last week, that Satan will be loosed from his prison for a season. Remember, during the millennial reign of Christ, Satan is shut up in chains. He's bound for 1,000 years. While Jesus Christ rules and reigns here on the earth, Satan will be locked up. Also, the demons will be captured. We talked about that. And so during that 1,000-year reign of Christ, men will still sin. As a matter of fact, I mentioned this that they cannot blame anything on the devil. You know, well, the devil made me do this or whatever, because he's put away for 1,000 years. Well, when he's released, the Bible tells us he's released for a short season. Again, I don't know how long that will be. Weeks, months, maybe. The Bible does not say. I cannot comprehend it being years. But nevertheless, he will go about the earth deceiving the multitude, the Bible tells us, as the sand of the sea. And he will gather an army with the kings of the earth, and they will gather against Jesus Christ, who is at this point ruling and reigning in Jerusalem, to have that one last final battle, and it won't be a battle at all. The Lord will slay every one of them with the breath of his mouth, and that is the end of the millennial reign of Christ. We begin chapter number 21. Again, I want you to have this mindset that from chapter 21 on, it's eternity. And only believers are in chapter 21, 22 for eternity. We read last week that all the unbelievers are in the lake of fire. And they will be in the lake of fire forever and forever and forever. And we're going to talk about that again in just a minute, about the memory of them. He's going to wipe away a lot of things in verse number 4. We're going to talk about that. But I just want to give you just kind of a setting where we are now in Revelation 21. Again, I think of it as the grand climax of Scripture. Jesus came and he died for our sins. But, you know, he didn't die just for us. He came to redeem this whole earth. We read that in the book of Romans, that the whole creation is groaning for redemption and all. Well, that takes place. You know, we see in the millennial reign of Christ for all these wonderful things take place in animal life and other things. But we get in Revelation 21, something completely new. Let's read the first 5 verses. That's probably about where we'll get today. And then I'm not sure we'll get all of this in. But so we keep it in context. Let's read the first 5 verses of Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there were no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Again, I want you to notice, before I get back into verse number 1, in verse number 5, he had to remind John to write. Every time you notice, if in your study book of Revelation, he has to remind John to write. And every time something spectacular is taking place, and like John is so engulfed in what's taking place, God has to remind him, hey, you need to write. Here he sees this new Jerusalem's new city coming down from heaven. And we're going to look at that here in a week or two about this new Jerusalem and what it all entails out of heaven. Matter of fact, Jesus Christ is still preparing a place for us. Remember John chapter number 14, where he says, Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. We'll get to that as we get to the new Jerusalem. Are many mansions, present tense. My Father's house are many mansions, but I go to prepare a place for you. Something different than those mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So I want you to notice that Jesus made a difference, a contrast about the many mansions and New Jerusalem. And when we get to the city of New Jerusalem, we'll pull some things out. But Jesus himself, in that statement in John 14, he mentioned about mansions and then he mentioned New Jerusalem. So there must be different places, okay? And we'll get there a little bit farther.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.